So we have a bunch of wonderful folks from the university here, students and friends and people who Kevin met throughout the week who are going to share pieces with you tonight. And the first one of those is Avalon Ruby.
That. My story is not as inspirational, like at all. Hello. My story is when I was about 7 to 10 years old. I don't quite remember, but it is important. And I was traveling to Spain with my family. And my dad has a foreign exchange family, and they own a clementine orchard. And so me and my sister, I am like 10 years old, my sister's like 13. We don't speak Spanish at all. So we're running around with kids, and there's this thing about kids is that you can play, not know each other's language, and still be fine. I think my sister said K over 14 billion times, to be exact. So we had climbed up this huge, they had this huge, like, cement thing that the Spanish kids like to take cardboard and just slide down. I don't think it was very safe for various reasons that will become clear. There was this rope, and you would climb up, and there was, like, a little tiny orchard at the top with all of these clementines, and so me and my sister were up there, and we were picking clementines, and I was peeling them, not eating them, because I didn't like clementines, but then I would roll the peels down the cement block wall thing. Halfway through, my sister, Tidbit, is terrified of bees. Well, she was, because she had never been stung by a bee, and she was 13, and she thought that being stung by a bee was equated to death, basically. So I am chilling with a clementine, and all I hear is the screaming of a 13-year-old girl going, "Oh my God, there's bees!" So all of us, because we are equally panicked when everyone is screaming, are climbing down this rope, and my sister is holding the rope. And I am the last one to climb down because I am the least scared of bees. And she is continuing to walk backwards to keep the rope, like, taut. She didn't know I'd been throwing clementine peels down the huge cement wall. She subsequently slipped, let go of the rope, and I am sent crashing into the cement wall. Reason number one why giant cement walls are not very safe. So, I'm walking down, I am holding my head because I am 7 to 10 years old and I'm crying and it hurts. And so my sister, being the smart person, goes to run around this huge barn type thing to where all the adults are because we were children without any supervision. She was about halfway across the barn, I was holding my head. I pull my hand away and it is covered in blood because turns out head wounds like to bleed. So I had been crying. And she can hear me screaming because I am a very loud child. And I go, "Oh my God, I'm bleeding!" She kicks it into high gear. She swears by this that when she walked into my family, who was eating octopus with all their Spanish friends, that the second she said something, my family, my parents, went through 15 different expressions in about 8 seconds. From the, "Honey, what are you talking about?" to, "Oh my God, are you serious?" So I'm still crying. And I was 10. To 7, I don't actually know how many people there were. To me, there was a huge, like a movie type of opening, slamming the doors, and there's a huge crowd of people coming and spilling out. There are probably like 10 to 15, but I don't really remember. They're all Spanish. So I am crying in a lot of pain. My parents are trying to soothe me, but I've got 15 Spaniards yelling at me. One of them is holding a tissue and just like shoving it at me, but I can't understand them because I am 7 to 10 and I don't speak Spanish. I am mostly crying that I don't want to get my head shaved. This is where the 7 to 10 part comes in, because it had only been about a year since I exited kindergarten, and one of my kindergarten friends had fallen off the playground and had to get stitches and had his head shaved. That was my main concern, was losing my hair. So eventually someone tells me that this Spanish woman is throwing this Kleenex at me because she's telling me to blow my nose. It turned out that the wound was, like, really tiny, but because it's a head wound, it bleeds a lot. So I had, like, a water, and it was fine. Later in the day, we are walking, and I, at the time, thought my family and people were fishing. It turns out they were just playing with bamboo sticks and pretending to fish. Needless to say, I had a head wound. I was a bit cranky because it hurt. I actually have pictures where you can see the back of my head, and it looks like I have red hair dye, but it's a tidbit, it's blood. So about halfway through this, like, weird fishing trip, I don't quite remember why we were doing it, I get fussy and I go, I want to go home. So my dad lifts me up and puts me on his shoulders, and my family are walking away, and it's all picturesque because the sun is setting, and I'm crying for some reason I don't remember. The biggest thing that I remember from that, besides, like, going home, was I was crying, and my biggest concern was, they don't have cheese sticks!
Thank you, Avalon!
You've mentioned that giant cement walls are not that safe. That's probably true unless you're, like, a king and you're, like, trying to fortify, like, your castle against invaders. They're probably pretty dope then. I don't know. They use cement, right? I was in the humanities, guys. I don't know about that. I don't know what they made walls.